there is a huge difference between, say, 1% and 2%. Why is that?
That differential is primarily due to the compounding effect of fees. It's Albert Einstein called compound interest one of the mathematical miracles that exists, and the same applies to fees. Over time, those fees compound, and they are taken out of the net return of the investor. So if the investor returns are fluctuating, if we are in a low return environment, such as we've had in the last few years, those fees become more prominent and they never go away unless the investor consciously breaks the relationship with the advisor or moves to a low-cost fund. Fees are the insidious inside story of the mutual fund industry, and most 401k investors don't know what they're buying and they don't really know exactly what they're getting in return for those daily fees.
What made you write this book?
I wrote the book based on about 25 years of experience in the industry. I was in the commodities industry. I held senior level positions in New York and Chicago. In the commodities industry, it was always pretty well established that this money people would invest in futures was risk money. You would be able to lose that money and it wouldn't affect your standard of living. When I started to work in the mutual fund industry, I found out about revenue sharing and 12B1 fees and these conflicts of interest that go way, way back. Revenue sharing is an under-the-table payment paid to brokers by mutual fund companies to entice them to sell your particular fund over another.
Revenue sharing can mean that the shareholder winds up getting steered to a more expensive fund.
Exactly. And none of this was being disclosed to the least sophisticated investors.
How did you feel when you started to see the kind of behind-the-scenes gears turning in the mutual fund industry?
Some of the sales practices, I felt, were not above board, and somebody had to speak out. And this was all aggravated even more by the 2008 recession, which saw all the major wealth-building engines be derailed. The only souvenir that most of these people have is their 401k. And when the 401k is being victimized by high fees, then it's really a national problem.
Did you have a light bulb going off moment with your own retirement accounts?
I did. And I did recently just transferred some money from a full service broker to a discount type broker. And I saved 1% in fees. For that 1%, my broker was my partner for life. As long as I owned that, as long as I owned those funds, he's not taking any risk. It's 100% of my money. And he was a nice guy, but is that worth 1% over 10 years? And that could be a significant amount of money. I'm guilty of the same things that millions of other people are, too. You put this stuff off, it's boring, it's hard, you look at it. It's a difficult thing to do, but it's a couple hours well spent because over 20 years, this is money that can never be recovered. And you're probably not even getting your money's worth right now.
Chuck Epstein lives in Tacoma and is the author of How 401k Fees Destroy Wealth and What Investors Can Do to Protect Themselves. Thank you so much for talking with me, Chuck.
Thank you, Ashley.
Ashley Gross, KPLU News.